Gentlemen, the Civil Service Board meeting for June 9th, 2015 is now called to order. Would you all please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next, we'll have a roll call.
Chairman Dennis Reichert.
Here.
Commissioner Curtis Stout, absent. Commissioner Evelyn Alexander.
Here.
Commissioner Lloyd Roberts. Also present, we have Henry and Peño from the City Attorney's Office.
Our first item for today is item AA, public comments. Would anyone like to make a public comment at this time? I don't see any takers. Our next item is item AB, approve agenda additions. I don't believe we have any today.
No agenda additions. Thank you.
So we'll move on to our consent calendar. I would ask for a motion that consent calendar items A1 through A3 be adopted. Would any of the commissioners like to pull an item for discussion? Ask for the motion.
So move.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. That ends our consent calendar for today. Our next item is item A4, a request by the Deputy General Manager, Water Department, to approve testing standards for Water Conservation Coordinator. I would ask for a motion that the request be approved to establish testing standards for Water Conservation Coordinator to Civil Service Application Review, Civil Service Supplemental Questionnaire Review, and Civil Service Oral Board. If I could have the motion.
So move.
A second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Our next item is item A5, which is correspondence. Do we have any correspondence today?
No correspondence.
Moving on to item A6, the election of a board chairperson and vice chairperson for the term of June 2015 to May 2016. Since we only have three board members here, and you may not be on the board, I think we probably should postpone this to our next meeting. So we'll go ahead and if I could have a motion.
So move.
Second? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Oh, Mr. Impeño.
Just a comment for the record, a motion to continue to the next regularly scheduled board meeting.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Impeño. Okay, that passes with that clarification. Our next item is item A7, a monthly report from the Chief Examiner.
All right. In your packets, and you have a summary from our month of April in terms of activity for the department. We had 15 eligibility lists that were issued during that month, certifying 138 candidates, which were distributed between four departments during the month, including the Fire Department, Parks and Recreation, Public Works, and the Water Department. All recruitments were completed within the 30-day processing goal, and average days in civil service totaled 12 working days, with 22 recruitments that remained in progress at month end. Was there any questions that you have regarding what's going on in the department? And
I just can't believe you can get it all done in 12 days. That's fantastic. Just fantastic.
Yes, it is.
It used to be months and months and months for those amount of candidates.
Well, working through electronic processing has helped speed that up tremendously, as we're not waiting for mail notifications and those kinds of things. So that flow has definitely enhanced our ability to move a little bit quicker on some of those things. And then we are still in process in terms of budget. There's nothing significant to report at this time. When the city moves forward with that, I'll give you an update in terms of where we're at budgetarily. And then with a plan of adjustment, the department is working through any departments that may be impacted by a potential reduction in force, et cetera, preparing those seniority lists so that the city can move forward if and when they make that determination. So just to know that that is something that we're working on, but there's really nothing to report at this point in time.
And that's no small task. Jeez. Okay, I would ask for a motion that the activity report for April 2015 and the personnel action summary report for May 18th, 2015 and June 1st, 2015 be received and filed. If I can have the motion. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Our next item is item A8, a staff report with revisions to the civil service rules pertaining to qualification and disqualification of applicants and eligibles.
All right, so as you may recall, back in April of last year, 2014, the board took a look at a number of our rules, including the qualification or disqualification of applicants, and those included Rule 305, 401.1, 411, 412, and 500.2, and instructed us to move forward through the process towards adoption. That was placed on hold pending a number of things that were occurring within Human Resources and the City Attorney's Office at that point in time. They've now had an opportunity to review those rule revisions, had some minor adjustments that they're requesting the board consider, which are presented before you today, and that includes a revision under Civil Service Rule 305, qualification and disqualification. They've asked for the language regarding conviction of a crime involving moral turpitude or has been convicted of or pled no contest to a felony or misdemeanor related to the position for the which the applicant is made. This would have allowed us to remove an applicant from further consideration if those things had been in place. Given the regulations where we are not permitted to ask that type of question of an applicant, it would not be appropriate for us to have that as a disqualifying reason for an application review. So that language has been removed, and certainly open to discussion if you would like to talk about that. But that was the reason for making that adjustment.
We don't really have a choice.
Not legally.
Right, yeah.
We would be not complying with the law if we were to be doing that. So that language has been removed from that rule at this point in time. And then the other area, there were two other adjustments that have been requested. That included Rule 401.1 with reemployment lists, an adjustment there, which you have before you. And this was just clarifying the reasons by which an individual could be removed from a reemployment list. So we would be adding in the language, names may be removed from a reemployment eligibility list by the chief examiner for any of the reasons outlined in Civil Service Rule 411. So it wouldn't just apply to open eligibility lists, but also reemployment lists for those reasons.
Through the chair, I do have a concern about item G on 411, and it's mainly more for clarification. It says discharge during probation, and I would hope that maybe we could add something to that for that job classification, because if somebody is on an eligibility list for, say, a lower class, are they going to be automatically taken off any and all lists that they have qualified for? And so I just have a concern, and I'm sorry I didn't catch it when we were looking at it in April, but I think it's important to insert, you know, however the best wording is, to indicate for that job classification.
That would be the reason.
Yeah.
Mr. Impegno, do you have any input in this issue?
I was going to comment on the issue of the criminal record, but in response to Commissioner's question about the discharge during probation, I'm wondering if maybe language should be added in the very first part of the
or maybe at the top.
Rule 411 at the very top, maybe removed from certain eligible lists. It's not a removal from all eligible lists, is I think what you're saying, but from a certain eligible list being
just
removed by the chief examiner.
Yeah, something to indicate that they aren't automatically going to get taken off of possibly a custodian when they had been removed for something else, you know. I'm not using a good example, but I have a concern about it.
A good point.
Yeah.
Very good point.
I think language could be added to item G where it just said discharge during probation and job classification would be a reason for removal from that list for consideration for that job classification.
And your other concern, Mr. Impegno?
It wasn't a concern. It was just a statement that our office had reviewed this Senior Assistant City Attorney, Jolena Greider, I believe, had worked on it. And it's not saying that we cannot at all consider criminal records, convictions, but only after the city, in this case, has determined that the applicant meets the minimum employment qualifications, then if we, at that time, pose the question and find the criminal conviction, as noted here, then that person can be disqualified.
I see. I understand that. Okay, with that, any additional questions from the commission?
Move approval.
And the motion was, for the record, that the proposed revisions to the Civil Service Rule 305, 401.1, 411, 412, and 500.2 be approved, and that the chief examiner be directed to proceed with the process toward adoption. We have a motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Our next item is closed session. I don't believe we have any closed session items today.
None.
So our last item would be item A10, adjournment. I would ask for a motion that the meeting be adjourned to the regularly scheduled meeting of June 23rd, 2015. If I could have that motion.
So move.
Second. All in favor? Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.